Blog Talk Radio.
Whoever thought a youngin' from a city full of rattlesnakes was ever gonna make it out the grass patch? Seven Hills had me looking for a better deal. A hood nigga, I couldn't count on the NASDAQ. Coming home from school, I had tears in my eyes. They was picking on me and wouldn't give me my hat back. Now I got enough hats to give away. It's better days, I refuse to have flashbacks. Nobody thought I knew what I was doing. Nobody believed, so nobody would walk me through it. But nobody achieved what I achieved. If only somebody could have just seen what I seen. Say they praying for me, don't we all got needs? Till I walk in the room and they all just breathe. And they all look relieved like shit. If I ain't made it, now we all got cheese. Nah, homie, that ain't the way it works. Especially if you ain't even put in a day of work. Now they going crazy cause I made it first. See, homie, I just made it work. It's a cold world. Ask my old girl, she feel my pain and I ain't even trying to make it hurt. And my daddy proud of me, but he got too much pride to say it out loud for me. Got that keyboard off the road, bought it in the house for me. He coming to my shows, hanging in the crowd for me. Man, I still love my niggas, the only thing that I ask is that they hold it down for me, huh? I still rep the 850, yeah, I got it tatted on my arm, it ain't going nowhere. For motherfuckers to say that you changed, and they the ones that wouldn't last a day in this game. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I stayed the same, but I guarantee that I would never succumb to the fame. That's some bullshit, and y'all know that ain't me. But I'd rather grow up than to stay 18. Life goes on and hopefully on the great things. Traveling the world and seeing shit that I ain't seen. Then one day I look at my reflection and realize how I've been acting and how I've been dressing. I realize I can make an impression. But good Lord, this is fucking depressing. And good Lord, I got some fucking questions. I think it's time for some motherfucking confessions. Wake up, Carl. Wake up, Carl. My answer to every question was fuck y'all. All I need is this 9/11 to fuck bras. I just need to find a 7 with enough flaws. My last album ain't do numbers like I wanted to. But that was God trying to ask me what I'm gonna do. He said, I hate to put obstacles right in front of you. But you gotta learn how to get out of what you're going through. Hurdles got jumped. Mountains got climbed. Tamale came and put a fucking wall up in my mind. Now I'm in the crib tripping, complaining and bitching. That liquor go to hitting. Now I'm in here reminiscing. How many niggas told me I was gonna fail? Cause I got a list of niggas that can go to hell. They feel like I owe them something cause they know me well. Calling me a sellout cause I won't come back and smoke a L. The same nigga that told me I had a hit charged me $300 to put it off in his mix. Now suicide looking better than hitting the lick. Cause the whole time he knew that I was living out my whip. But now I see him and I can't even take it. Cause he walk up to me and say, boy, I knew you was gonna make it. And like, motherfucker, do you just not recall? I needed help and you just left me sitting on my balls. That just wasn't the right life. So I told the bullshit to have a nice life. And all them girls yelling at me from in front of the moon. Like, nigga, how you just gonna go and get a white wife? Fuck you bitches, I did what I did. Now I'm running around my mansion doing shit with my kids. But now maybe my life is too sweet. Like I woke up in that Bugatti and went right back to sleep. Deep, I was dreaming. Y'all niggas were scheming like crabs up in the bucket. But y'all just got defeated. And all these bitches, I all just want my semen to start collecting checks and ball up for the season. But ain't nobody give a fuck when ain't nobody give a fuck. Now they got their hand out asking me to give it up. And every time they ask me for something, they say, now you know that I ain't never asked you for nothing. I got lost, credit cards got swiped, money got tossed, $100 after $100, $100 after $100, drinking every kind of liquor, then that Molly got swallowed. I know I fucked up cause I'm a grown man, so now I'm thinking like my old man. He said, you wanna make God laugh, then look up in the sky and try to come up with your own plan. Now I see my niggas just want me to win, but I won't have them if I keep disrespecting my friends. They've been through it, say they know the feel. So all I need is a trip up to Stoicville.
Wow. What about Donnie and Luke? The niggas that taught us the don'ts and the do's. They ball like the Lakers with gators for shoes. Got every color, three piece in the suit. Especially the blue. OGs and the bosses. To be it, they pay what the cost is. Every dealer a coke killer. Daily you dead where the moss is. Let me show you where the plug at. Where the hoes and the drugs at. But watch what you say, them niggas to pray. They wiring shit with the bug tap. To lay you flat, be the mission. Don't come around here if you slipping. Cause my city quick with the jumper. Like 94 and they pimping. We like to show what we mention. So you never doubt if we did it. When my niggas die hard, fry hard, mouth sauce stripping. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I'll bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, 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 sweet. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet. Your father don't show. Down by the corner they post with Frankie and BD and Mo. The college tuition a white. Graduation the end of the night. Where the coppers be flexing. You could be next to get snitched by a worker or hype. Told you I don't know nothing, no capping. Say you want what, we get action. Say you want what, we get goon. But watch it now, Junior, be cool. This ain't the shit in cartoons. Think I'm lying, nigga, wrong move. These little niggas thought six figures was really the lick till they hit the news. Now they grandmama crying, they missing you. Granddaddy flatter a tissue. Your chillin's a villain, they sick from the villain. They're killing the villain that picked you. When they're walking, them shoes better fit. And you better come with the shit. Cause it's niggas that sitting for getting a ticket for every young nigga they hit. Cause my niggas ready on go. My niggas, they never fold. Come with the fat, make it greasy. And I bring the heat, be the stove. Fuck what you heard, it's a fact. Deadly, you dead where you at. Deadly, you dead in the street, talking 600 feet with the nail in the casket. Y'all really thinking this sweet, 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 sweet. Y'all really thinking this sweet, sweet, sweet.
It's about me, it's about B. It's my life, it's my life, it's my life, it's my life. my life, it's my life, it's my life, it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. Second off, second off. I jump around like locusts. I lost my daddy to doing heroin. Was bogus. I'm starting to lose my focus. Before I never knew, people started noticing about me all in my crew. Now I dug it, dip it, dip it, die. Didn't know if me was hiding. Cause I was mostly by myself and a brother like me was riding. But then they asked me, was I getting high? And I said yes, drastically. I started to cry. I let my homies down when I started messing around. But I needed to know about this drug that put my old man down. Cause he was all I had, and it gave me all I got. But he wasn't with me no more, so be like hit the spot. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. It's my life, 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 it's my life. What you talk about? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about who? It's about me, it's about me. Third verse, third verse. Oh, yes, it gets deeper. No more rapping, rapping, doing shows. No more features. Had to go get a gig, go get a gig. Work a lot of jobs, work a lot of jobs. Throwing trash, throwing trash. Man, it's hard, but I gotta do it for my shorty. Each one of them depend on me. I'ma do what I do, get it how I get it. Oh, daddy, a G. I got my act together, act together. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. Back with my homies, it's funny. It's my life, 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 it's my life. It's my life. It's my life. What you talk about? It's about me. It's about who? It's about me. It's about who? It's about me. It's about who? It's about me. It's about me. It's my life. 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 What you talk about? It's about me. It's about who? It's about me. It's about who? It's about me. It's about who? It's about me. It's about me.
Be hype, bird. Y'all know what I'm saying? Be hype, bird. I'm saying a little something about my life.
Yo, yo, yo. How everybody doing? It's your boy B Straight. And it's my man Radio L. And this is another episode of Freestyle Friday. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, y'all? Don't mind me. I'm eating some catfish over here. Don't mind me.
Catfish. You cook the catfish?
Yeah, man, I got some. Nah, I'm by a bonnet, so I came over here and ate it.
Fat, real fat shit. Shit. Now you got me hungry and everything. I just got off work and shit. I got the baby asleep. We all good to go.
Hey, you know how to feel now. Just got home, you know, like 3 minutes ago. So, you know.
Yeah, you really can't.
I was killing
you. Really me. Don't. Yeah. Told you, man.
Bro, you're and the only restaurant that's near my job is Culver's. That's it, bro.
Culver's. That's it.
Don't good. Nobody. Yeah.
But I ain't gonna say fire sale. No, I just hype them up too much. Huh?
I can't eat it.
You
every
said
day.
What? Oh,
I said I can't eat it every day.
I think I could.
What?
Like, for how many days, though? How many days? Like, for the rest of my life type shit? Or
5 days a week. I can't do it.
I could eat Culver's 5 days a week. I could do that. For a month?
Wow.
What food? What restaurant did you eat, like, straight for a month?
There's one restaurant in Wheeling.
Yeah, one restaurant.
Okay, It was called Los Posados. I ate tacos literally a month, a whole 30 days straight. Every day I went
without
there to ate tacos without complaining. I love it.
I can't eat tacos. I can't eat tacos. Like, I can eat tacos for like 3 days straight, and then after that, I'm just gonna be sitting up mad as fuck. Like, why the fuck you still eating tacos? See, like, I can eat Chinese food. Like, I ain't even gonna lie, no matter what the restaurant is, I'll find something. But I eat Chinese food like every day for like a month. Matter of fact, 2 months, the whole year, if you really want to be on some whole other shit. Stress shit to the limit. Yes. Whatever they are, y'all motherfuckers be like, it's cat. Nah, that's dog, nigga. That shit fight. I don't care what it is.
I don't really like Chinese. Like, I mean, I like it, but I don't like it enough to eat it every day. But them tacos, though, woo!
You're going to be in that bit of gas every day. Oh,
just
shit.
A little bit.
I mean, bro. Bro. You got to think about, like, this, bro. Orange chicken. You can get you some orange chicken that day. And some fucking chicken fried rice. Or shrimp fried rice, what have you. Whatever tickles your fancy, bro.
But you get your meat and vegetables all day, every day with tacos.
You do the same thing with orange chicken, bro. Orange chicken. Think about it, bro. And chicken fried rice. It's all types of grain shit in that. That's cool. That's might not be, but at the same time, it's grain.
Green onion.
Yeah, you got green onion. You only got peas.
Sometimes,
like,
yeah.
You really got all the essentials, yeah. So I'm like, really, what do you act like, son? And then, instead of getting meat in your chicken fried rice, you just put vegetables.
And hella starch. I love
just eat your egg rolls.
I could put away some rice. With egg rolls?
With egg rolls. I mean, I don't eat egg rolls necessarily, bro. They be chipping.
You should. Egg rolls is the
way
to go.
I stopped eating that, bro.
It is life, bro. I'm telling you, it's life.
But it's not life. Oh, my God.
So, I got a quick little topic. I know we talked about these two clowns before, but now that she put it to light, how do you re-feel about foolishness of Tory Lanez and Megan the goddamn Stallion?
I don't know, bro. I gotta think. Let me play a track, and then get my things and my thoughts together, bro. Play two tracks and get my thoughts together,
gotcha.
And then we'll come back on that. All right, bro. I'm gonna play one, and then as soon as it go off, you can play one.
Gotcha. All right.
Let's see. I'm trying to see.
You already know who I'm gonna play.
I do.
Listen now. Trish, stop it. Yeah. Hey, yo, it's deeper than rap. Let me just bond with y'all for a minute. Look, I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic on Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. Real nigga since day one. I ain't never had to play one. Stay down, ain't never fold. It's a lot at stake, but I'm A1. Name good in the streets too. Resume on point like a Ginsu. It ain't much I ain't been through. If you was me, you would've been through, yeah. You see the pain, you see the pain in my eyes. Barely can sleep and mama been drinking since my brother died. Not yet. Hey, shit I've been through wasn't supposed to survive. But not only alive, was able to thrive, I'm one of them guys. And I can't fuck with you niggas, cause you niggas fake. You niggas fake, you niggas fake. Talk shit when I'm gone, but smile in my face. Yeah, I know, don't play with me, I will not give you a break. I pull your card, get your shit cracked like it was a chase. All that tough shit, I ain't with that, that's goofy. You get knocked off, you keep running around with them fake G's, it's Gucci. And yeah, I heard through the grapevine, little nigga wanna take mine. Stump him out in these right phones, make it look like a hate crime. Beat a nigga like a baseline, 40 cal on my waistline. Catch him slipping while he on the block, and boom on him from the baseline. Always had a 9 to 5, field move, work cross state line. I ain't need to have an iPhone. call, I would FaceTime. Young nigga, chasing dreams. Send me with me, Prince Hakeem. Ain't nothing sweet like a diabetic. If I go today, I would die a legend. Facts, I'm going hard in this bitch. Erection. Me lose, cut it out. C-section, yeah. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. I am the one. Young Penny Hardaway.
Yo, 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 we are back on Freestyle Friday.
Dumbass.
we need something that does that. For Freestyle for Friday.
Alright, I'm gonna work on something for you, okay? I got you. I got you. There's gonna be a button on the side, you're gonna be able to press it. So about this Megan Thee Stallion shit, G, I don't understand what the fuck going on, honestly, bro. I ain't hear the new news. I mean, I thought it was already
so
known.
So apparently, it was right.
Shot her in the foot and both feet.
She, what? So she pretty much confirmed it. But here's my issue. And I don't care what anybody feels about what I'm about to say. I think the both of them are clowns. I think all celebrities are clowns for always having bullshit in the media. I say that Megan Thee Stallion is a bigger clown because why would you wait an entire month to really want to say something? Why did you decide to protect him? You know what I'm saying? Why? So I think...
It was probably fucking.
She's been clowning on her. Probably.
It was probably fucking.
Now, he's wrong for what he did. His life is about to change for what he did. Yeah, is he going to face some time?
I don't necessarily know, though. Like, why did he shoot her in the foot? Was it self-protection? Tory Lanez ain't that tall, bro.
See, and the crazy part is we really don't know the story.
She
claimed
he lied on her.
She ain't really tell the story the way, so me personally, they're all clowns. I hate the fact that we as people are caught up into their bullshit, but at the same time, we're caught into it because they broadcast their shit out there. And I heard somebody say, well, maybe she didn't say something for legal reasons. That's bullshit. Because if I just walk outside and somebody shoot me, And you mean to tell me that I can't snitch on that person because of legal reasons? No. They're famous. That's all the difference between me and them. That's it. She could have very well got him arrested and he would have been sitting in prison now. But you waited a whole entire month to be like, yeah, he shot me in the foot and this, that, and the third, and he lying on me, but like, fuck you, fuck him, y'all should both some time. The whole situation is bullshit. And like I said, I still feel like it's a Jesse Smollett situation. That's how I feel. I didn't see her foot. Normally people, celebrities like to take pictures of their wounds and all this other bullshit. I didn't see none of that. She got the bullet pulled out of her foot, which means she'd have a scar. I didn't see that in the watch video. I'm just saying. I didn't see no type of scar, none of that.
All the time, I'm going to put you up, bro. They recorded the video way before all of that shit, and probably dropped it so they'll take all that shit off of Megan so she don't have to actually be performing or nothing so everybody can just focus on the video. That's a stunt right there.
everything is publicity. If any of them two have an album or something coming out, this is why.
I think
it's bullshit. It's hard because it shows that when a man, especially a black man, is wrong and in the wrong, a black woman will still defend that man in the wrong, which is wrong on so many levels. That's just like if he was a abusive, like Ike and Tina, you know what I'm saying? If he was beating the hell out of her, you know what I'm saying? We would be like, oh, he's a police. Oh, no, I still love him, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But she hid. She never said anything for a month. So you kept this man safe for a month.
Yeah, think about it. They probably signed for the same label.
Well, shit, either way,
so,
making
if a motherfucker
together.
Shot me, I'm snitching. Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. You need to go to jail.
You're making money.
I don't care if you shot my pinky out. Probably. Uh-uh. But I just think the industry, mainstream industry, is stupid. It's fucking retarded.
I'm just going to say it like this. Somewhere in there, it was some money involved. And niggas got checks.
Some money involved?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. Of course. I didn't even want to entertain this issue anymore because it was really silly as fuck to me. If she would have just came out and said in the beginning, yes, Tory Lanez fucking shot me. It'd have been the thing in the past. But again, you wait a month later, 30 plus, almost 2 months later, to want to say, yes, he shot me. What the fuck do we care for now?
Maybe she was scared, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, scared of what? That man is 102 pounds and 5'2".
Hell, maybe he's scared, shit. That's why he probably shot her, huh?
Hey.
He probably picked this little ass up.
She is tall as hell. She like 6 feet or something like that. She's Amazon.
She's 6'3". She's my height, dude.
Yeah, see? She's an inch shorter than me. Fuck all that. I'll shoot her ass. No, I'm just playing.
See, look.
But,
never know, bro.
You know
what I think about
is.
Small people
but,
be tripping, too.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. We don't know what happened. All we have is speculation. All she said was, oh, he shot me. Okay, Meg, why did he shoot you? What happened for that to happen? Are you sure it wasn't an accident? Did he try just to pull the gun out and incidentally shot you? You know what I'm saying? I've been in a situation where I was around people, they was putting a gun in their holster and it shot. So it was like, was it something like that? You know? Because I wouldn't wait a fucking 30 plus days later to say that anybody shot me. Nah, nigga, you going to jail tonight. I don't give a fuck how cool we are. I don't care about your family. Nigga, you shot me. You going to jail.
But, I mean, I think it was for a good reason, though. That's all.
It had to be. It had to be.
100% for a good reason. I don't know. That's hard to answer. He knows you. I do too. He ain't canceled or nothing like that. I'm still going to watch his shit.
Yeah, ain't nobody canceling yet. We don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. These artists have so much money that they don't know what to do with themselves besides staying the fucking
out
limelight and all the media. Pretty much. I'm the type, if we get as successful as we're trying to be, I ain't going to do anything to jeopardize my image out here in the world. You ain't going to catch me doing stupid shit. I'm way too humble for that. I don't need to broadcast my every move on social media. Oh, Tory Lanez was at the Crab Shack eating crabs. Like, yeah, I'm here eating crabs with, you know. So, like, why? What? You're a target already because you're famous. Whatever bullshit you was doing in your life might catch up to you because you are famous. And if you're posting your every move at every second minute of your life, somebody gonna find you.
That motherfucker keep their location on this shit. Yep, that shit funny. My location remains off. All the way off. Oh, nigga. My shit used to stay on. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah, I don't keep my location on. Fuck that.
That shit good for
only
something, bro.
I need, for some apps, yeah. But
said,
you can turn your location off. If police, somebody really needed to find you, they could find you off the pings of your fucking cell phone. They could find you. So
yeah, it ain't never that serious.
I mean,
yeah,
never that serious. But, you know, a motherfucker can definitely find you. It ain't shit out here. With the technology we got today.
All right, nigga, what type of motherfucker is trying to find you?
Hey, some of these women crazy out here. But in other news, guess what I bought?
A PlayStation 5?
I'm going to buy that. But
told
I bought a Hercules DJ Control Impulse Compact DJ Controller, a.k.a. a turntable.
I was about to say, that sounds like something you scratch on.
Yeah, so I bought that to go along with the MacBook and the
okay.
Because you can do different things with the Logic Pro and the turntable. And there's another app I'm going to use. So,
I'm trying to figure out. You trying to be the DJ radio real now? That's why
I'm trying to
put that
do
button,
it all, bro. I'm trying to do it all, bro. We gonna 80 OG is going to take off. You know, just in case we out somewhere, and you know, like say AK gotta come DJ, and you know, he running late or something. I'd be like, oh. I could do this shit. I got it. Here we go. You know, we could all, you know, bing, bing, bing. I'll see.
And I'm 100% with it. I just couldn't DJ, bro. Because I'd be mad if somebody, I play a song, somebody be like, nah, I don't like that. I already do that with my daughter in the backseat. I be putting music. I don't want to hear that song. I be mad as hell. Fuck. What you mean you don't want to hear this song? I'm driving. I can't change the song now. All
right. They be in the car. I want to hear Ryan or JoJo some stupid shit. I be like, nah. I'm going to play my music and my music only.
This is my car.
I'm waiting for that.
Y'all old enough.
I am very excited on this DJ thing to scratch on. I actually always wanted a turntable or a mixer or something. I just never had the money to do it. And now that I got it,
I'm interested
to
see what's going on.
Oh, I'm going to definitely do some work with it. My brother actually does a lot of work with his stuff, so I'm going to definitely be learning a lot from him. And you know what? It just dawned on me. My brother has connections, and he's in the music world. I think one of these days, I'm going to get him on the show. And he got bars. And the age that he is, I'm not going to say his age. Oh, he got bars. But he's from the 70s era. So that type of music, that style of music and everything, he's like a comic. So, like, the bars that he's going to spit is going to be some real shit that make you think, you know what I'm saying, versus people's bullshit. But I think I'm going to definitely have him get on the show pretty soon.
That's what's up.
Because he has a few projects out. But it definitely elevates your mind a lot.
Events
for me.
People need their mind elevated.
Oh yeah, I'll be over there like, what he just say? Run that back. But you know,
I'm be the greatest radio DJ world guy out here.
That's what's up.
Doing all that.
Hey, the fact that you got goals is great.
Fact.
And I'm still waiting to hear these beats because you talked about you on the verses, me on the beats. People don't know that.
Man, I know now that it would be. I have to do a lot of this stuff on weekends because during the weekdays. It's going to be hard for me to do it between two jobs, doing the shows. So I got a beat going. It's just missing something. And I'm replaying until I get it right. I feel like I need, like, a piano. That's what I feel like right now. But there's a type of melody in my head that I got that I'm trying to get going right now. But I'm getting there.
I like that, bro. I would love to help you.
Of course. I do have some beat on, I think I sent you one that I had from Band Lab. I got a bunch of stuff I did on there that I probably try and figure out how to put on YouTube and all that other stuff. Because I don't even know how to put it on that piss and YouTube and all that other stuff.
Oh, I got you, bro. I'll teach you how to do that.
All right, bro. It's been so long since I have my own damn laptop. I ain't had my own laptop since I was in high school.
Nah, you grown now. Mm-hmm. Ah, bro. So, I'll tell you something. Out of all the many things that I'm doing, I decided to write a book.
That is so dope. Because I've been hearing when we do the poetry, a lot of people say, I'm writing a book or writing whatever. So I'm happy that you're writing a book. What is it going to be about?
Nonfiction, bro.
About what?
Basically the premise, it's about a man. I'm just gonna give you a premise or whatever. So imagine, you know how like basically Marvel, the universe, or whatever, you got superheroes and shit, and they always,
right?
Like, you know what I'm saying, they always tell the story from the point of view of the hero, and sometimes even the villain. But nah, what if there was a story that tells the fucking from the point of view of like a regular ass civilian doing all of this shit. Yeah.
Oh.
But it's gonna be like a sci-fi. It's gonna be like that type of shit. But it's gonna be like in the first chapter, dude gonna be waking up or whatever. And I guess like he on his way to work and he get a call from his job that somebody done blew up his the job again. And that he will be collecting like unemployment for the next 2 weeks or whatever on the company or whatever. But only if he has like villain insurance or some shit like that.
That'll be dope.
So yeah, that's all I'm doing with that. But it's gonna be like twists and turns, and it's gonna be some whole other shit like behind it. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to say nothing else. I might take my idea. Don't be mad as hell.
I'm definitely gonna be in tune with that one.
Yeah, bro. I'm slow. That's my pet project. I'm writing like 200 words, like 200 and something words, like every day. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do it, but I'm still structuring out like the outline and shit before I start writing. It's my little Zen project.
Right.
Cause like I said, making beats, I got too fun for me. It ain't even a hobby no more. I'm making legit money off it. It's
what?
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm really liking it though. So, I'm gonna tell you about this site. Like, it's like this, it's a social media site for musicians. Musicians post their music up, and other musicians rate it. Like they'll give it like, and then like it's like the virtual currency on that. Like if they like you, like they like the song, they'll like buy a sticker for it, like it. Certain stickers be like 50 and 75 or whatever. They'll buy it for that song, and that song will go up by 50, and they'll have that sticker. And then it's like GOAT stickers that's worth like a million, like I think a million coins or whatever. Somebody can buy for like 4,000. I mean, if somebody really like your shit, they smacking the GOAT shit on it. Jeez. I just been on that for like a day. They fucking with me heavy.
It's called moves out here.
It's called loom. So check that out.
Okay. Got you, got you.
Make it moves out here.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying. So how was poetry night, man?
Great. There's this one poet. His name is Sandman. I want this man to be a regular call-in because he's, first of all, when you do poetry, if you're the first one up, you have to really kick that shit off. And he kicked that shit off the right way. He did, I think, 4 poems, and each one just kept you wanting more. I think he had to be a pimp in his lifetime because the way he was talking. He had to be a pimp
like that. Sometime in your life, you was pimping.
He had to be. So shout out to Sandman. He was the winner last night, so he won the $25 cash app.
Hey.
His last poem was like a freestyle. So he asked, you know, he had a few words that he put out there. Genesis said love, I said deep. And the poetry, the freestyle poetry was so cold. He still used both of those in his poetry. And it was just so creative. That definitely, that was the icing on the cake. And then your boy called in yesterday.
Yeah.
And he snapped. He went off. So to me, it was between him and Sandman. Before me and Genesis voted, I had other people off air vote, with judging also. It was 3-2 Sandman. So it could have went either way with me and Genesis.
Hey.
But Genesis voted for Sandman, and pretty much hands down, flawlessly, he had that. The energy was there, the hypeness was there, and that's where kind of you want the poetry to be, that energy. Some poets get on there, and you can tell that they're nervous, so the energy is just way gone. It's off. But the poem is good, so I know it could be great if they put that effort, that energy in. But shout out to the poets yesterday. They did their thing yesterday, all of them.
Hey, have to go back to sneak a peek.
Oh, yeah. I think last night was one of the better nights. Besides the one night we had everybody from New York calling in.
The whole gang in that.
The whole gang was in that.
I'm going to call in one night, just get to fit and something. I'm going to hide my voice and everything. I'm going to be like, roses are red. I'm going to do it. I mean, poetry shouldn't be that hard, man. I mean, I got problems with users.
It's not.
Nothing.
Right. It's only hard when you think too much into it. If you don't think, you got it. You just let your pain just flow.
All right, then spit something right now.
Spit something right now?
Yeah, right now.
B-Tray want me to spit something right now. This shit's kind of hard, but I'm going to just spit something right now. When I say spit, I don't mean the spit that come out of my mouth. I'm talking about spit as in, scratch that. like a pool stick hitting a cue ball going to the hole. I scratch that. I ain't hitting no balls on the table because I scratch that.
Mm-hmm.
If the back hits a little bit, I scratch that.
Had an idea. Fucking scratch that.
I just be talking shit when I be rapping. I just flip a couple of bricks when I be trapping. I don't really trap a lot. I talk a lot of shit, though. And I know this is an old cliche, but I like to shoot my shot like a free throw. I got your girl looking at me, FaceTime. And I don't mean on a watch or a phone. I mean really like her and my face, FaceTime. I don't know if that made sense, but I got a lot of dollars, though. And again, I'm just shooting my shot like a free throw. I'm riding in my car looking for the free code. Well, they ain't really hoes, but they whores, though. I don't want to get in their pants, but I want to get in their drawers, though.
I got
I'm a
you,
fool
I got you,
with
I got
it. All right, go ahead, go ahead.
All right. A man say he don't trap a lot, but these rappers, they got me sleeping, so I nap a lot. Happy gangsters act a lot, because they talk real greasy, but in real life, they get smacked a lot. If they betray, I come through and take your morsel. My man Rail say he don't like your horse, so we just gonna there for the head. Nothing more so. Grab her by the dorsal, fan, like a dolphin. You could be a gangster if you want to, but you pretend. Yo. Give me a word, I'm going to go off of that shit. Oh, I ain't freestyling in a minute, man.
I'll come right after you.
Go ahead. Keep spinning.
You said a dolphin when I'm about to end it. If you ain't get that ending, I'm going to give you the extended clip, though. Again, shooting my shot just like a free throw. But no, I'm just playing. Let's switch something slight, though. Look outside and look at the sky. I look up and see a whole bunch of clouds up in the sky. Like, why the fuck am I here and what am I doing? I don't even know, but these holes I love to get on and screw in. I got a little screw. Trying to get my screw in. You ain't got to turn me off or on like a light bulb, but shit, I get turned on with you. Turn off the light scrub. I don't even know if I'm making sense, but it's all right, though. I just want to take flight like a fucking airplane, flight mode. Or if I turn the shit off on my phone in flight mode, I'm flying up in the air in the sky with a push of a button, flight mode. Does that make sense? I don't really know. I got two pennies in my pocket. So you know what that means? I got 2 cents in my brain. I don't even know. This shit's so funny, but shit, I'm about to blow. I'm about to go like C-H-I-C-A, the G-O. This shit's so fucking raw. This shit's so authentic. I see your girl poking it out just like a fucking splinter. I'm about to master her pussy just like the splinter.
Something like. Fuck it there. I'ma take it back, man. Like Lil Wayne and Mac Man. Flows harder than Tiger Bomb on back pain. I kill niggas, but I ain't ever get locked up. You scream you the best, and I instantly pop up. Cause you talking shit, nigga. I come at you while you eating your pasta. You claiming you the best, I say you an imposter. I'm a crab in the water, you fucking with lobster. And nigga, the only reason why you a little bit like me, cause I might be a pop, sir. So you come through wearing that Dior, and then you gonna see Pop Smoke. That was real life words, nigga, but it's also a joke.
They saying that they the best, but I'm going to take that title. I'm going to be up on the wave. Yeah, that's a tidal wave. That ain't make sense and shit. I'm on the wave. I'm going to sit on the corner and wave my hand. Like, hey, Arnold, or are you? Aren't you, or are you? I'm about to give you a shuriken like Ryu. I don't even know if I said that right. But shit, if I make too many left turns, I'll end up going right. I might hit you with a couple jabs, two left and a right. I might shoot you with a couple Glocks, a left and a right. I might put you in a chokehold, grab your neck and rough you up a little bit. Look at you in your eyes like, ah, ha, ha, little bitch. My flow is so crazy. My flow is so rare, though. I just want to grab a girl by her hair while I'm gathering the chokehold. No, I'm just playing. No, I really love the ladies. But shit, they get on my motherfucking nerves. They be driving me crazy. Crazy in love, or is love just crazy? I don't even know, but shit, I feel kind of lazy in my lazy chair sitting back, smoking some fake weed. What is that about? Got a couple niggas with me. They in the trap house, but they don't really trap shit out of the house. What is that about? I'm just got some Hen in my cup, just sipping it. Shit, I'm going to keep pouring some more up like some porcelain. I don't even know what a porcelain is. I just want to fucking braid my hair up and shit, look like the Wiz. And I ain't talking Khalifa. Maybe your girl calling me a Khalifa. Bend her over a couple times, give her a couple back shots. Flip her over a couple times, like a buckshot. I don't even know if it made sense. I like saying the shit. But I'm going to keep rapping and keep thinking of the most shit in my brain while I'm taking the shit.
That good.
I'm going to take a two on you. I got two girls on my in one cup. I don't even know.
Nigga, my bar so hard, you can fight me. I don't need no weapon. My punchline's equal like a punch coming from Tekken. Every time you call your girl and she tell you 1 second, it's because I treat the body like a temple. I wipe my feet before I step in. I do your girl dirty and tell her to take a shower. She in there too long, I'm dipping. If I take longer than an hour, nigga, I kill her and get the cookie, nigga, in a half an hour. Take her ass back to you looking like Miss Dower. Miss Doubtfire. I mispronounce words. Fuck it, G. I'm tired.
Three, two, one. I'm blasting off like a rocket. Eating up your girl like she was apple cobbler. Sitting in the coop with the motherfucking doors off. I don't think there's
regular. Don't want that.
But hell, I'm not a regular degular. Like, helter skelter. Did that
AK make
gonna sense?
Say,
I don't
even
know.
He says
we battling.
I
don't know.
I mean, we can. I was playing.
I mean,
we can.
I'm not a rapper.
Okay. That's all that means. See, look, that's instant win. That's all.
I'm not
I'll take the W.
But I will spit a. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not a rapper. I'll just be spitting off some shit, though. Again, I'm shooting a couple shots, but it ain't a free throw. Ooh, I like that line. So I might say that again one more time. Shooting a couple shots, but it ain't a free throw. I got a couple gun shots. God damn it. Got a couple bullets in my gun, but that's a free throw. I throw the shit out the window. Okay, shit, we running or what? Because the cop coming. I feel like a bum, so what are we doing? Bum running. That shit was stupid, but I don't care though. My hair is so fucking long, I got bitches pulling on it. My dick's so long, the girl want a bone on it. Sometimes I feel like a dog, I just want a roof. Put my dick on a girl's tongue and let it touch a roof. Man, I'm so mad today, but it's alright though. My flow can be so mad. I'm feeling all right, though.
Let's get into a couple songs before we go, bro. Y'all are wild. Funny as hell.
Remember those days where you couldn't do what you want to do? Say what you had to say. Because you didn't have a way to express what it did not. And then you can't.
Let's go!
I'm just riding with my top down. And the air breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side. Nobody can tell me I can't. Sip after sip, 'cause I don't condone in that drive. Put your ones in the air one time. If you feel me, let's go to Sunset Drive, where the view is so spacious. We can see the top of the city like we run here. I can't complain because I really love you. Maybe everything is right, yeah. And I am hopeful I'm not coming back. Where my mind is, I can't complain because I really love you. Switch up now, let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing in the crowd.
Everything is hooked all for you, baby.